This is a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Well, it is almost August. That means the 2014 Iowa State Fair is indeed coming soon. It's August 7 to 17. We want to find out what it's like to put together that huge event and what's in store for this year. Gary Slater is secretary, manager, CEO of the Iowa State Fair, and he joins me now. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. It's great. Great time to talk about the Iowa State Fair coming up in just less than 2 weeks.
That's right. And we will. We want to have you talk about the broader event and how you do your job, Gary Slater. But we should ask you also about this lawsuit we've just discussed. Briefly, can you sum up for me why someone like Jason Powell should not be able to do what he did?
At this time, we gave our arguments yesterday on both sides. Of course, the fair was represented by the Attorney General's office and gave our arguments, and I'll probably let those stand. And since the judge has not issued a ruling, I really don't have any comment on it.
And this year, any changes that might clarify rules or make things different related to that sort of activity?
Well, I guess we're waiting for the judge's ruling on that.
Very good. Well, Gary Slater, tell us about the State Fair, what it's like to do your job. Anyone that's been to the State Fair in Des Moines knows it's a big event, and it must be quite a job to juggle all the things that you juggle. I imagine you're busy in these weeks leading up to. So what's it take to put together the State Fair?
Well, it certainly is a big job. And, you know, just some of the sheer numbers, we have 1,047,000 people coming to the fair last year over 11 days, that's just almost 100,000 people per day. So if you think about that in terms of cars that they drive to get here, needing a place to park, and people placing those people in parking, admissions people scanning all those tickets each day, and our park and rides kind of assist and help coming from Southeast Polk High School on the east side or downtown at the Capitol Complex here. That would be the way I would go. But then, of course, if you look at the sheer numbers, we have 60 full-time staff. But we probably, on the payroll totally during the fair, we'll have at least 1,500 people and another 1,000 volunteers in various aspects of our foundation or our information volunteers or, of course, 4-H and FFA have hundreds of volunteers just helping all of those shows come off. So you're right. It really is a big event, but it's a labor of love for most everybody because we all have our favorite traditions of the Iowa State Fair.
That's true, and lots of volunteers help make that happen, as you're mentioning. What about, talk about 100,000 people per day, and are there a lot of partnerships you have to get together for making that happen, besides volunteers and 4-H and groups like that, but as far as the city is concerned?
We have great partners with the city. Des Moines Police Department works hand-in-hand with us in traffic control around the perimeter of the grounds and just getting to the fairgrounds from the east or west routes can be challenging, and so we do our best to get people parked as quickly as possible. But then, of course, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, our parade marshals this year, and because of our partnership with them and they with us in terms of our year-round business on the fairgrounds, as well as our partnership during the fair and just helping people find ways in the community to hotels and different places to stay, working with the hotels in terms of shuttle pickup and drop off if people come into town and don't have a vehicle. Just getting all those things coordinated just is a major job when you're looking at the sheer number of people that we have.
Well, those that do attend the State Fair, what's new this year?
We have a lot on tap, and of course our musical entertainment changes. We have 5 free stages that go all day long every day. Rock and roll stage, a country stage, and usually those are either people coming up into the market or into the stardom area, or else they've been stars and maybe they're going down on the free entertainment, as well as lots of local flair on that. And then, of course, our grandstand, more current stars of the country and pop and rock and roll music. Of course, our Christian show starts out with Newsboys, the Happy Together Tour with the Turtles, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Gary Lewis, the Playboys, all those old-time favorites, Goo Goo Dolls and Daughtry, stars of Duck Dynasty on a Sunday. We have car racing. We have tractor pulling Monday and Wednesday. Florida-Georgia Line sold out in about 2 hours. They're, of course, they're country. Jake Owen is country. Chevelle and Hailstorm are current rock and roll. And Lady Antebellum, stars, country stars, Foreigner and Styx, probably my personal favorite from back in my college days on the last day of the fair. Just a great grandstand lineup this year.
Well, Ed, the 2014 elections are coming up, and the state fair sometimes a place for politicians to congregate as well. I'm not sure how long you've been associated with the fair, but is that something we'd see in a midterm election year?
Certainly, we'll see some of that, probably not quite as much as the next round for the presidential election will. But I've been here 14 years and 8 years, or well, yeah, right at 7 years ago, we had 19 different candidates that year when, and that's the year before the election because, you know, once you get through the Iowa caucus, then it narrows the field down. So before that year before the Iowa caucus in January is the year you get lots of candidates. So that particular year we had 19 coming through here in the space of 11 days. So, you know, they were doubled up a little bit. But it's just a wonderful thing. We welcome all of that point of view. We feel like that we are kind of a stage for everyone to shine, whether it's new products in our commercial exhibits area, new foods. We all love the fair type of fair food and love those new foods on a stick each and every year.
Yep.
Of course, our livestock competitions are second to none. So, you know, everything is a stage and getting the word out. And the political side of it is certainly important as well.
Okay, Gary Slater, just seconds remaining here. But what do you like to do at the fair? Will we see you at the tractor pull?
I'd like to visit all of the events. Probably my favorite's the draft horse pull with the six horse hitches pulling those big fancy wagons. Probably my favorite event.
Gary Slater is secretary, manager, CEO of the Iowa State Fair. Good luck to you, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
It's a news
to see everyone at the Iowa State Fair.
Thank you very much. That's, again, Gary Slater at the Iowa State Fair. This is a News Buzz edition of River to River on Iowa Public Radio News.